BBC News with Jerry Smith. One of the giants of 20th century American literature, the novelist Philip Roth, has died at the age of 85. Roth's novel, Portnoy's Complaint, published in 1969, scandalised the US and made him a celebrity. He won the Pulitzer Prize for Fiction for American Pastoral in 1998. The government in North Korea has agreed to let in a team of South Korean journalists to watch the dismantling of its nuclear test site at Punggye-ri. Pyongyang had earlier refused them visas. The former South Korean president Lee Myung-bak is going on trial on corruption charges. Prosecutors accuse Mr. Lee of bribery, embezzlement and abuse of power. His dismissed evidence against him as fabrications. The new Malaysian Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad has said he will cut the salaries of cabinet ministers by 10%. Dato' Mahathir said he was also looking at ways of reducing the country's debt. The funeral of a Pakistani exchange student killed in a school shooting in the US state of Texas has taken place in Karachi. Sabika Sheikh was among 10 pupils killed in last week's attack in Santa Fe. The US House of Representatives has passed legislation that will relax bank rules introduced by the Obama administration in the wake of the 2008 financial crisis. Critics warn it might increase the risk of future bank failures and bailouts. The most senior Roman Catholic priest to be convicted of covering up child sexual abuse, the Australian Archbishop Philip Wilson, has announced he will step aside from his duties, but isn't resigning. He was found guilty of failing to report crimes committed by another priest in the 1970s. The US House of Representatives has voted to expand the rights of terminally ill people across America to be treated with experimental drugs. The bill allows patients who've exhausted every other option to try drugs which have not yet been approved for use. BBC News.